This is James Cooper with your KC Extension Crop Minute. For farmers planting dicamba-resistant soybeans, new regulations are occurring this year. Applicators need to be recertified again, even if you took the dicamba training last year. Unlike last year, anyone who sprays Xtendin Max FlexiPlan Ugenta soybeans must go through the 2019 training. An applicator can no longer spray under the supervision of a certified applicator. Dicamba can only be sprayed 1 hour after sunrise and 2 hours after sunset. Post-emergent dicamba must be sprayed prior to 45 days after planting, or the R1 stage, whichever one comes first. Along with that, planting date must now be recorded, and records for the applications must be generated within 72 hours instead of last year's 14 days. The previous rules on downwind buffers, limited applications with wind speeds, and temperature inversion still apply. The Kansas Department of Agriculture has allowed BASF, Bayer, and DuPont to give the trainings. They will likely make online trainings available in the future as well. The trainings from one company are not specific to only that company's herbicide, and trainings in another state are valid if approved by that state's Department of Agriculture. If you have any questions about the trainings or dicamba soybeans, please contact me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Goober with your K-State Extension Crop Minute.